Greetings, comrades, and welcome to the Eastern Border. Happiness is no longer mandatory. Happiness is dead. At least for the time being, at least. Happiness has gone away and has been replaced with pure hatred, anger, and pain. You know, when my grandma died, that was the most painful moment in my life, and I was thankful that I had collected her stories and published them on the show. You can find them. I think it was 2018 when I did that. Maybe a bit earlier, but I did that. But yesterday just broke me. This episode is going to contain a lot of swear words. Probably. Maybe not. I don't know. And it's going to contain something that hurts me deeply. See, We spoke yesterday about how Ukrainian army had retaken the towns. What happened was that in Irpin and in Bucha, they uncovered and documented some terrible things. For one, turns out that the civilians who were there in those cities and who were male were forced to wear white armbands that signified that they were non-combatants. And as you know, I'm going to Ukraine myself just in 2 days' time, and I will be a non-combatant. And once they had forced, you know, once they had retreated and everything, they ordered them to stand and tied their arms behind their backs and shot them. They also dismembered some bodies and stuffed them in boxes and in barrels. Some bodies in pictures that I've seen had been thrown into half-dug pits and in the snow as well. One of my cousins was there. She was given humanitarian aid with her husband. Husband's from Argentina, no less. Now they're gone too. And I'm sorry if I'm saying this, but I couldn't sleep at all last night. And if someone listening to this show thinks that this will stop me from going to Ukraine again, for the third time no less, then they are dearly mistaken. I will be monetizing this episode on purpose. I will be charging patrons for it. Because the money will be literally going to Ukraine. All of it. And I think that if I'll get any advertisement money, which is very little, but I will still do it, that'll go to Ukraine. Something inside me has broken now. If previously I thought that you could maybe talk to people and educate them about the horrors of the situation and that, you know, the people called me a Nazi and everything for publishing the Azov battalion letter and everything. Yeah, that time is long gone. I might be a worse journalist for it. I definitely am. But I simply can't view anyone who seeks some appeasement of Putin or some sort of, oh no, poor Russians method of this, I simply can't view you as human. You are no longer human to me. What I've seen and what you've probably seen since that was in all the media, that is an act of such horror that it reminded me that recently one of the people that I follow on Twitter, he stated that no, the only thing that's missing from Putin being literally Hitler, and maybe even worse, is genocide, and that's what's happening. That's what I'm talking about, where I'm saying that, you know, they want to destroy Ukraine. And sorry about the volume levels, I just barely can control myself to record this. I will have an interview with a Ukrainian journalist later, but I have to grab some sleep because I am just exhausted right now. At any rate, civilians had been killed, and One of the stories that I also heard is that a family managed to escape, mother with two daughters, and they were caretakers of a animal shelter, and apparently they left the animal shelter in the hands of an elderly lady with a bunch of food. And when they arrived back, after the Ukrainian army re-arrived, all of them were dead. Everyone's dead. We've seen mass graves now. They're documented. If someone says, oh, if this is true, no, this is true. We have seen it. We have documented cases of death and everything. Simply, I no longer have any respect for anyone who wants to hear the other side. I no longer have any respect for anyone who says Putin was forced to do this. I no longer have any respect for anyone who defends Putin in any way or form. I don't even wish death upon Putin at this point. I'm a historian. I think we should bring back breaking on the wheel. And I remember Dan Carlin asked what kind of emotions are going on in the minds of the people that can do these things. And I can tell you right now, I mean, if I had to torture Putin, I would do it without hesitation. I'm a changed man now. And a lot of people made fun of me when I told that, you know, the beginning of the war felt like 9/11 just for us over here. Well, now I truly understand. This is something that I haven't experienced for a long while, and I have a tattoo from my grandma. I can't give you more concrete news this day, just that please Google up Bucha massacre. Please Google it up. This is audio format, so I can't share pictures with you, and I won't share them on my page because I don't want to see them again. Every time I close my eyes, I see those things. The light inside of me has been exterminated. I am broken. I'm evil now. Mean. I am not a good person anymore. I don't feel like it. The time of the good people has ended. I have only hate. I have to deal with this, and I know that it makes me look very bad to openly state that currently I am not thinking rationally or carefully, but you want objective journalism? Well, sorry, not on this episode. Maybe later. I'll get myself together. I'll get fucking drunk. I don't care. And I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about that, but I will use this to basically just make sure that someone gets some help. I do want to visit Texas after all this is over, but I'm at a loss right now. This is my story now as well. My story too, yeah. Thank you for listening to it. I have nothing else to give you but pain. Pain is all I have right now. До свидания, товарищи. Please support the show. Listen to other episodes. You'll know how. Fuck Putin.